You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and a big welcome to Thursday morning. Yes, indeed, it is Thursday. It is the 25th of August. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Lovely to be with you. Let's take a look at a few things relevant to the date, the 25th of August. Yeah, we're whipping through August, aren't we? Independence Day celebrates the independence of Uruguay from Brazil. This was in 1825. Liberation Day in France, Soldiers Day in Brazil. Now, you always know, the United States have got it about right. Today is National Banana Split Day today in the United States, and if you want to wash that down, well, it is also National Whiskey Sour Day as well. Cheers!
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Houston,
Houston,
Houston.
Houston,
Houston. Houston.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I know it's not mine, but I see if I can use it for
go. Yes, indeed. Every morning. We do this every morning, don't we, boys and girls? Well, I do get the weekends off. Sugar Ray there, an American rock band. They come from California. They were formed back in 1986 in a place called Newport Beach in California. And they originally, by the way, started playing heavier funk metal and new metal style music. And the band, well, they sort of achieved their mainline popularity, and that was back in 1987 with their more pop-influenced single called Fly. The song's success, well, that led the band to change their, shift their direction. Go where the money is. Every morning reached number one on both the US Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart and the Canadian RPM Top Singles chart as well, becoming the latter country's second most successful single of 1999. Yep, that's when it was released. It also reached number three on the Billboard Hot 100, number 10 on the UK single chart as well, became the band's biggest, highest charting single on both rankings. Well, it's time to get a little bit physical. So sadly, no longer with us, Ollie NJ, Olivia Newton-John. A little bit of aerobics to this one, I think, don't you?
With Jerry D.
following on from doing a little bit of physical with Olivia Newton-John there. That is Elton John and Crocodile Rock. And that came off of the album Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. And that was released in the UK, if I remember right. That was October 1972, I think about the 27th. It came out a little bit later in the United States, November of 1972, around about the 20th. And let's say Crocodile Rock is written by Elton John, of course, with his long-term writing partner, Bernie Taupin. And it was recorded in the summer of 1972, and that was at the Chateau de Ferroville studio in France. And it was listed as Strawberry Studios on the album's credits, where Elton John and his team had previously recorded the Honky Chateau album. Right, and time on the Breakfast Show. We're just about there, you know. We're just a few seconds away. 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, what do? We do this, yes. We get you looking and smelling nice. Had my shower nice and early this morning. Washed my hair. Got a photo shoot later on today. Oh, my God. I hope they got Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. I'm worn out. Completely worn out now. Get out of the shower. Come on, chop chop. Oh, too much exercise for one morning, I can tell you. 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, yes, we were living the Vida Loca with Ricky Martin in the shower. This morning, it is Thursday morning, it is the 25th of August. All being well, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we'll be chatting with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, talking a little bit of tech this morning. We'll see what's happening in the world of technology. In the last hour this morning, got a nice surprise for you. Got a band coming in. We've got two members of the band, and the band is they're the Outsiders. Yes, they are. They're the Outsiders, and they have brought a new single out. It's called Sunday Pills, where we're going to talk about their new single, talking about their work, etc., etc. I believe we've got Alejandro Marin coming in and Patrick Enahe, the guitarist, lead singer and the guitarist from the band. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll be chatting with them about the band, their history, and how they got to where they are, and the inspiration behind their new single. We'll also be looking at the weather a little bit later on this morning. Probably in around about an hour's time. Might be raining. Return of the Mac. Macintosh, yes. Keep you dry. That's it, yes, giving back to Lost Property there, the return of the Mac. Mark Ronson, of course. Alright, time on the breakfast show. We are just coming down 24 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. Don't forget, we do have our usual bits and pieces for you during the course of the morning. Around about 6 or 7 minutes time, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines, which we look at in more detail later 9 o'clock this morning. 7 o'clock, some of the international news. 7:30, international business news. In between the two, as I mentioned, the weather. 8 and 9 o'clock, a little bit more info on the news stories. So, well, that's what we've got lined up for you for this morning. Great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock. That's what they say. Frankie Valli there. And Greece. 27 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all. From your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's great to be with you on this Thursday morning, boys and girls. Thursday, the 25th. Of August. Really, aren't we? I mean, the good lady said to me the other day, you know, it's nearly Christmas. You know, she's not wrong. It's nearly Christmas. I mean, we're 25th of August. I haven't seen the decorations yet. They're normally in the shops by now. Come on. We need a Christmas. We need to have some fun, don't we? We're having fun here. Let's take a look at some local news. This is the local news. We'll look at this in more detail a bit later on this morning. Until September the 30th of this year, the scheme temporarily adopted by the Panamanian state, this is for extraordinary contributions to the Electricity Tariff Stabilization Fund. This is going to be extended due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They're continuing this, and I'm pretty sure there's something there to do with the high cost of energy, etc. The extension was approved on Wednesday afternoon by the Cabinet Council, a measure that would benefit 92% of customers of electricity services in Panama. Hector Alexander, the Minister of Economy and Finance, revealed that the extension for another month of the subsidy benefits 1,144,000 customers who represent 92% of the users of the electricity distribution system. So there we go. There's a little bit of good news for you. The presiding magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, the Electoral Court, Heriberto Arruz, advocated on Wednesday before the deputies of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly for the prompt allocation of an additional credit of $4 million as part of the general plan of elections. Arruz explained that this $4 million that they are requesting are part of the 2024 general election program. Now, since they have not obtained those funds, they have had to transfer items to continue organizing the elections. Alejandro Vernaza, Deputy Director of the Budget of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, said the Tribunal Electoral has indeed made the arrangements, but since it is an additional credit, the money is limited due to the low rate of collection. However, he announced that the $4 million would be assigned to the court in September. The National Assembly expressed that it is highly concerned about the expulsion of 15 deputies from the Cambio Democratico, the CD party, the same day that the magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral must go to support their budget for the year 2023. The day before the Tribunal Electoral admitted the appeal presented by the 15 deputies against the expulsion decision adopted by the Court of Honour and Discipline of the CD, ratified by the board of directors of that group. That was on July the 28th. They're going to say that Tribunal Electoral must support its budget view for 2023 this Wednesday in the National Assembly Budget Commission. However, there are four CD deputies who are part of the Budget Commission. Abrego, Jackson, Agrazal and Vairino. The dialogue between the three groups of the country's social sectors and the executive resumed yesterday at a time when other actors were asking to set up a national table. This is what the Great National Alliance for Panama is asking for, which brings together 150 organizations from the productive and business sectors. Armando Espinosa from the National Alliance for the Rights of the Organized People, one of the three groups that meets in Pénénomé said that we cannot sit down and talk with someone who is unaware of the agreements of the government itself. It goes on to say lack of representative. It should be lack of representation, but let me do this. It's the lack of representativeness. There we go. That, according to the Great Alliance for Panama, is evidence in the fact that the Catholic Church no longer wants to act as a facilitator of that pact, but instead wants to have an observer role. The Grand Alliance rejected any action of pressure that again affects the right to free transit. In other words, don't block the roads. A complaint for alleged irregularities in the process of collecting signatures in favour of pre-candidates for free candidacy was filed on Wednesday morning by presidential candidate Francisco Carriera. Lawyer Carriera explained that a person had problems when he proceeded to endorse him, as his signature, according to the presidential candidate, the signer said during the video call on the Tribunal Electoral website that he supported Carriera. But the confirmation, when he got his confirmation, his signature was given to another candidate, said Carriera. And that is to say that they changed the support signature in favour of another candidate. And the Wingo airline announced that it will resume its operations at the Panama Pacifico Airport as of the 1st of September with a new international route, which is Barranquilla, Colombia. With this new route between Panama and the Colombian city of Barranquilla, there will be 8 routes to different destinations in the region that the company will offer, highlights their statement. Wingo recently announced flights to Santo Domingo and to Havana. It will have 2 flights a week on Monday and Thursday to Barranquilla. The first flight will be on the 6th of October, when Wingo places on the market about 3,000 seats per month between both routes. Regarding its operations in Panama Pacifico, it was pointed out that they transferred their services due to the now completion of the remodeling and improvement works of this airport. And lastly, it says here, Panama will have flights offered now from 2 air terminals. This is Air Panama. From 2 air terminals, Panama Pacific, so Wingo will do doing it. Wingo will have now flights offered in Panama from the 2 air terminals, that's Panama Pacifico and Tocumen. This in order to provide more alternatives depending on the preference of each traveller, they added. And lastly, the Panamanian Football Federation, FEPAFUT, reported that the senior team will play a friendly match against its counterpart from Bahrain on the 27th of September. In these days, the country's program preparation matches take place, and this year with more importance, of course, for the Qatar 2022 World Cup. And by the way, last time Panama played Bahrain, the score was 5-0. To Bahrain. According to the latest FIFA monthly rankings, though, dated June 21st, Bahrain is ranked at 85th in the world, while Panama is now 61st on the list. So there are good chance for us there, and I think we'll be able to manage all right with the heat. That's it. There's our look. There's some of the local news for you this morning. We will be taking a look at that in more detail later at 8 and 9 o'clock. This is a nice track. Comes from Yola. Dancing Away in Tears.
We dance it away. playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That is that is the Purple Disco Machine there, together with Sophie, and not just Sophie either, and the Giants as well. And that was called In the Dark, and preceding was Yola, as I mentioned, and Dancing Away in Tears. Time on the Breakfast Show, 16 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. A couple of things relevant to today's date, just looking and taking a little rummage around. 25th of August in the year 1609, Galileo Galilei demonstrates his first telescope to Venetian lawmakers. And, I don't know why they would want to know. James Cook begins his first voyage on this date in the year 1768. And the death of James Watt in 1819. He was an English engineer, and he was the inventor of, of the steam engine. Here's a great instrumental for you. MFSB and TSOP. Oh yes, we even did that back in those days, you know. I'll tell you what it means after this. There we go, MFSP, TSOP. Mother, father, sister and brother, that's what they call themselves. TSOP, the sound of Philadelphia. Tell you what, when I was rummaging through the record collection last night, I sort of got stuck around about 1968, 1969, and bringing back some great memories, because that's the time I was on 19, the time working on Forces Radio Sharjah out in the Middle East. So I thought this morning I'd have a section of three in a row. We're going to do that right now. I played them then, I'm playing them again, starting off with Moni Moni and Tommy James and the Shondells. Go, Moni Moni, Tommy James and the Shondells there, released in March of 1968. Also released in the same month was Gary Puckett and Union Gap. The name of their song was
Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind. Of your youth, you led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and I will hurt your truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of mine. Then I just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on alone.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
That's what it's called, Judy in Disguise with Glasses. Good one for an optician, that one. That was John Fred and his Playboy Band. And that was a little bit earlier. That was released in 1967. October of 1967. This one slows things down a bit. This is a little bit of a different era. Melanie and Brand New Key.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Some
new key.
That's it. That is Melanie and a brand new key. That was a little bit later on. That was October of 1971 when that was released. She was a folk music singer, Melanie, but that was initially a track of Melanie's album, which was called Gather Me, and produced by her husband, Peter Schrenick. It was also the roller skate song. Due to its chorus. We knew how to make them in those days, I tell you. Time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we're going to do this, and I'll be right back with you.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
I'll tell you what, something else as well. Do not forget, if you're on your way into work right now and feeling a little bit peckish, why not stop off at the Gourmet Store? This is the delicatessen and speciality food store, which is in Paitea Mall. Now, Paitea Mall, don't forget, is right next to the Pacific Centre here in Paitea. They're waiting for you Monday through Saturday. So go along, pop in there, get yourself something nice for to nibble up when you get into the office. They've got empanadas, all the nice things you like to have for your breakfast. And don't forget, pop along lunchtime. Tell you a bit more about that later on. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 2 minutes right now. That is after the hour of 7 o'clock. Yes, oh, we're whipping through this morning, aren't we? Now, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news headlines for this morning. Russia's Defense Ministry said on Thursday that its forces had hit a military train, they say, at Chaplin railway station in Ukraine's Dnipropetrovsk region. Kyiv says that 25 civilians died in the Russian strike on Wednesday, which it says was aimed at residential areas. Russia denies targeting civilians in what it calls a special military operation in Ukraine. Reuters was unable to verify battlefield reports. In its daily briefing, though, on Thursday, Russia's defense ministry said an Iskander missile had hit a military train at Chaplin that was set to deliver arms to the front line in the eastern Donbass region. Moscow also said that it had destroyed 8 Ukrainian fighter planes in strikes against air bases in Ukraine's Poltava and Dnipropetrovsk regions that would be one of the heaviest losses for Ukraine's Air Force in recent weeks. And Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu discussed the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant with his French counterpart by telephone, the ministry said on Thursday. Zaporizhzhia Energy's Europe's largest nuclear energy plant was captured by Russian troops in March. It remains close to the front line and has come under repeated fire in recent weeks, raising fears of a nuclear disaster. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of shelling the plant. The United Nations High Commission for Human Rights has said on Thursday that she is still aiming to release a long-anticipated report on China's treatment of its Uyghur minority in the Xinjiang by the end of her four-year mandate next week. Michelle Bachelet, a former president of Chile, has faced severe criticism from civil society for being too soft on China during a visit earlier this year, and has since said that she will refrain from seeking a second term for personal reasons. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said on Thursday that he would visit Paris on Monday to discuss the situation in Ukraine, defense cooperation and energy issues with French President Emmanuel Macron. First of all, we will talk about security issues because France is an important partner. Strengthening NATO's eastern flank will also certainly be a subject of our discussion. Morawiecki said, pointing to issues such as military cooperation and cooperation between defense industries. The Solomon Islands Prime Minister's Office distributed Chinese government money to 39 out of 50 members of parliament twice last year, a budget committee was told, prompting criticism the payments were politically motivated. Prime Minister Manish Sogavari, who switched the island's diplomatic ties from Taiwan to Beijing in 2019, survived a vote of no confidence last December after deadly anti-government riots saw buildings burnt in the capital, Honiara. Latin American leaders sent their support to Argentina's Vice President, Cristiana Fernandez de Kirchner, on Wednesday. This was after a federal prosecutor asked for extensive prison time in her corruption proceedings. In a letter widely published on social media, the presidents of Mexico, Colombia and Bolivia said that they backed Fernandez de Kirchner, who 2 days after this was 2 days after a federal prosecutor requested that she get a 12-year jail sentence if found guilty. She is charged with defrauding the state and involvement in a scheme to divert public funds while president from 2007 to 2015. Mexican judge ruled that there was sufficient evidence to hear charges against former Attorney General Jesus Murillo for his alleged role in the 2014 disappearance of 43 students and its subsequent investigation, judicial authorities said on Wednesday. Murillo, who was arrested on Friday last in the first high-level detention of an official for involvement in the case, is accused of torture, forced disappearance and obstruction of justice. And last for now, Colombian President Gustavo Petro proposed on Wednesday that the drug traffickers who comply with government surrender conditions and abandon the trade will not be extradited to face charges abroad. Petro, who was sworn in this month on promises to bring total peace to Colombia, said that his government is in touch with various armed groups who want to negotiate their way out of conflict. Leftist Petro has broadly questioned the effectiveness of extradition, a legal tool that the United States considers a powerful deterrent to crime. And that's it. That's some of the things in the international news for this morning. We'll take a look at some of the international business news at the bottom of the hour, 7:30. We've got another two in a row coming up for you, both from the Bee Gees, and then we'll take a look at today's weather.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. How do you feel after those two? Started off, of course, with Night Fever. And this one's Staying Alive. Hope you're staying alive this morning. The time on The Breakfast Show, 15 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. What we're going to do is take a look and see what is happening with the weather for today. I tell you what, looking out the studio window, what I can tell you is it is cloudy and fairly miserable this morning. Let's see what is in store for us during the course of today. We're going to start, as we do, over in Colón, the province of Colón at Costa Riva. Give us an idea of what is happening over there. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum today. But the thermal sensation is way up there at 39 degrees, as we tell you when we get to 39. That's the last of mild discomfort before we get into big discomfort. Relative humidity is 86%, so I don't know why the thermal sensation is quite so high, actually, today. But anyway, that's what they say. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight it is going to be partially cloudy. What's in store for us here? Looking at West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, maximum 23 minimum, same as over there in Colón, same thermal sensation as well, at 39 degrees Celsius, relative humidity at 86%. Now, they do say partially cloudy for this morning. This afternoon, rain and thunderstorms, and partially cloudy to tonight. Taking a look at the metropolitan area, which is where we're hanging out, it's the same. 32 degrees Celsius max, 23 min, and 39 degrees Celsius, that thermal sensation. So that's going to be right across, looks like right across the isthmus from one side to the other there. 86% relative humidity. This morning, partially cloudy. No sign of partial right now, I can tell you that. Let me just check. Yeah, we're almost, not quite, but we're almost sea and sky being the same colour. But you can see the horizon this morning. We got rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, and tonight it's going to be partially cloudy. So there we go. That's a look. Let's take a look. We forgot. Let's take a look out there in the Gulf around the Perilous Islands. No change. 32 max, 23 min, 39 thermal sensation, and their relative humidity is higher up there at 90% relative humidity. Rain and thunderstorms this morning and this afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. So it looks like we're going to get a shift in the weather towards tonight. Moving to maritime conditions, let's start by taking a look at the tides for today. Starting with the Pacific, we've got high tide that was at 2:42 this morning. That was 4.05 metres. Low tide, that's going to be at 8. Well, yes, it will be at 8:47 this morning, 1.13 metres. The second high tide, 2:48 in the afternoon, 4.21 metres. Last low tide, that's going to be at 9:07 tonight, 0.73 of a metre. Tell you what, on the Caribbean, we've only got one down and one up. We've got low tide, which we've just missed. It was at 7:03 this morning, and there's nothing to miss because it was at zero anyway. And the high tide tonight, that's going to be a minute before 11 o'clock, so nothing happening till then. And that's going to be 0.3 of a metre, so that's going to be, and that in inches, feet and inches, it's just 1 foot. So there we go, that's the tides. Moving on to the actual sea conditions, let's start over on the Caribbean. We're looking at the winds are very low, just a bit of a draft really. 6 to 12 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southeast in the morning. Waves are going to be just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, no advisory, good conditions prevail. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour winds coming from the west-northwest in the afternoon. And the waves, they are going to remain at 1 foot. Taking a look at the Pacific, we do have a small craft advisory for you this morning. And I have to scratch my head and say, why? Because it says here, the winds is just it's less than a draft. It's just 4 to 8 kilometers an hour coming from the southeast and waves at 4 feet. So, but they do, it's a small craft advisory. Okay, it's a small craft caution. If they say it, we obey it. All right. Let's see what it's in the afternoon, because in the afternoon, it has been dropped. Okay, the advisory. But we've still got 4 to 8 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south and 4 foot waves. Wind direction has changed a little bit, but it's rather strange. But, as I said, if they say, we obey. And that is it. There's your weather for this morning. Right, I tell you what, I've got a couple of requests to get through. I've got one from Paul over in the UK, and we're going to go back to the 60s. He says, can you play another 60s song? Comes from The Shadows. It's called Apache. we go. Yes, the Shadows. English, of course, instrumental rock group. Dominated, really, the British popular music charts in the late 1950s and early 1960s in the pre-Beatles era. And also they served, of course, as the backing band for Cliff Richard. That was from 1958 to 1968. And, of course, they have rejoined him for reunion tours. And it's a good album, a remake of their early hits as well. They have had 69 UK chart singles from the 1950s to the 2000s, believe it or not. 35 credited to the Shadows and 34 to Cliff Richard and the Shadows. By the way, did you know they're originally called the Drifters? Next request. Good morning to Mary Lou. We've been having a little chat this morning. She's having a bit of a tough time with things at the moment, as Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a great Thursday and asked if we could play a song for her from Neil Diamond. Song Sung Blue. Time-wise, boys and girls, we're 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Song Sung Blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows warm. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. You sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. Before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Take the blues and make a song. You sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, start feeling good. You simply got no choice. Song, song.
Oh, there we go. Renee sends a message to you, Mary Lou. She says, great choice. Haven't heard that song in a long time. You are listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. I'm Jerry D. We're 27 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And let me just remind you, I mean, our friends, our sponsors here on The Breakfast Show, Quinto 24. If you're looking for a TV, remember, they have the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price here in Panama. Now, where? On Encuentro 24, and they've got their service, Entrega a Domicilio, to you get free delivery. Yep, not only that, you get free delivery and 10% off, only at Encuentro 24. And if you've got a car to sell, oh, be quick. You might even sell it before you get it on there, because every 6 minutes someone buys a car, an Encuentra 24, and you've got more than 5,000 cars to pick here in Panama as well. So if you've got a car to sell, get it on there quick. You know, it could be one of the 6 minute ones. And do it quickly, because as I say, they go fast. Encuentra 24. You know what we say? If you publish it, you'll sell it and they'll buy it. So there we go. That's it, Encuentra 24. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way down towards the bottom of the hour. So what we're going to do right now is, let me just get up on my little gadget here. We're going to take a look at, some of the international business news. We looked at the international news just as a while ago, but now let's see what's happening in the world of business. Let's see, where should we start? Let's start at the beginning, shall we? While Asian stocks managed to make modest gains on Thursday, there is a heavy air of caution among investors ahead of what may prove a pivotal central bank gathering. Markets are bracing for the United States Central Bank to double down on its commitment to crushing inflation, as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to give a speech at his annual summit in Jackson Hole in Wyoming. And Europe is even messier. The Eurozone faces the double whammy of deteriorating growth expectations while the risk of inflation is rising further. It's increasing the risk. Market attention is on the minutes due on Thursday from the European Central Bank's last policy meeting that are likely to sound hawkish. The ECB hiked interest rates by a bigger than expected 50 basis points last month to 0%, and economists expect no let-up by the central bank as it seeks to stamp out runaway inflation. Gross domestic product data in Germany expected to show zero growth in the June quarter, along with the IFO Business Climate Index, will give further clues on the state of the affairs of Europe's largest economy. Meanwhile, analysts are turning bearish on equity markets after a brief respite seen in the last 2 months. London's blue chip stock index bounced off two-week closing lows on Thursday as energy stocks received a lift from rising crude prices and investor sentiment steadied ahead of the annual conference of world central bankers. The FTSE 100 index gained 0.6% after three consecutive sessions of losses. Oil majors Shell and BP rose over 1% each as crude prices were supported by the prospect of tighter supplies amid disruptions to Russian exports and the partial shutdown of a US refinery. Ireland's CRH rose 2.7% to the top of FTSE 100 after the building materials firm reported strong first half results. And Ukraine's economy should stabilize over the coming year and expand by as much as 15.5% in 2023, depending on military developments in the war against Russia that began on the 24th of February, the country's economy minister told Reuters in an interview. Yulai Svyarydenko, who also serves as first vice prime minister, said the government officials were complying macroeconomic forecasts ahead of the start of negotiations next month with the International Monetary Fund on a fresh lending program. Cars. Honda Motor Company said on Thursday that it would slash production plans by up to 40% in Japan early in September due to persistent supply chain and logistical issues. The news comes when Japanese automakers have been cautiously optimistic that chip shortage that caused repeated production cutbacks is easing. Its assembly plant in Saitama Prefecture, north of Tokyo, will cut production by about 40% early next month. And car production at Stellantis, car plant in France, will be suspended until Saturday, the company confirmed to Reuters after a union official cited semiconductor shortages as the reason for the interruption. Earlier this summer, chip shortages affecting one of its main suppliers led to forced production stoppages at the historic Peugeot site in eastern France. And China's Commerce Ministry said on Thursday that it will take the measures needed to protect the legitimate rights of Chinese companies after the United States added seven Chinese entities mostly related to aerospace to its export control list. Commerce Ministry spokesperson Chu Kui-King made the comment at a news conference. And lastly, if you are a gamer, Sony Group Corporation said on Thursday it was hiking the price of its PlayStation 5 games console in markets including Europe, Japan and Britain, following economic pressures, including rising interest rates. Sony said it is raising the price of the disc drive equipped version of the console to €549.99. That's about $550.81. And this has gone up from €499.99 previously in Europe, with a similar hike in Japan as well. It's this expensive piece of kit, isn't it? Can't you just play your games on your laptop? Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 26 minutes, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Another request here. Natural fact, this request does come from Renee. She says, because remember, she's getting ready to move. Greetings, morning day two. Wish us luck. They're taking over the kitchen today. This is all her movers coming in. Could you please play my morning wake-up song today? It's Aretha Franklin, I Say a Little Prayer. And hello to our friend Nicole, if she's listening this morning. song, Aretha Franklin and Say a Little Prayer. That's for Renee this morning. 22 minutes, and that's before the hour off. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock, of course.
When the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Where my skin grows old, where my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, I pull it from the door. Helpless I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. Cause it was almost love. When I heard that sound, and the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your ghost I see, I'll be thinking about you, about you. It was almost love. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on. Someone but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell. So far now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost lost. When I heard that sound, when the walls came in, but I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin, it was almost love.
Playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up, and a little lost. These reactions are relentless. Abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling with? I got a list. I disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost. My masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. If everything smells like sympathy.
Got it, doesn't he?
When I lost my faith in you.
Robbie Williams. Looking forward to his new album coming out at the beginning of September. I think it's around about the 6th or the 9th of September that's going to be released. The album, I think, is going to be called 25, but that is in Roman numerals. And that song, that is called Lost. And the one before that, Rag and Bone Man, what a voice that guy has got. And that was his single, which was called Skin. And you're listening to us here on 89.3 Cool FM. The man of the moment, Harry Styles. And this, as it was, this is what it's called. There we go. That's the man himself, Harry Styles, and As It Was. And we are 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the local news. Dr. Computer joining me in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening in the world of technology. And also, not to be forgotten, let me check, because I've got it here on my, I've got all the details here. It's a bit efficient, isn't it? No, I don't. It's still on my computer. Let me see. I'll give it to you in a minute. But we do have the Outsiders, two guys coming in from the Outsiders, the pop group, in the last hour this morning about their new single, Sunday Pills. So we'll be chatting with them. So they are. I don't need anything to remind me. My memory's working. And of course, the thing is, you know, you do lose your memory as you go through life. Which reminds me, we've got one of these memory foam mattresses, and we've had it so long, it started suffering from amnesia. It is, it's forgotten my shape. Either that or it's just trying to insult me. This is Ho-Hey from the Lumineers.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed, sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Off you go. Come on, chop chop. You'll make room for the Eagles. This is the Eagles, and one of those nights. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 8 minutes before the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Eagles and one of these nights here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Just take a quick rummage. I was looking, again, some of those things relevant to today's date. We've got the guy who patented, wait for it, here, this is a guy called William Crawford of London. He patents a process for producing galvanized iron. And I wonder if he knew what he was doing. And Joseph Gibbons, on this day in 1840, received a patent for the seeding machine. So there we go. It's exciting, isn't it? Take us up to the top of the hour. With the Temptations, just my imagination. Running away with me, I guess. By the way, like this, you don't stop laughing when you grow old. You grow old when you stop laughing. That's from the playwright George Bernard Shaw.
Kids stay through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, You'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at tiendas Intemp Perrier.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Es La Guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce. Pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables. And Tom Kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, the Towers. And I tell you what, let me just remind you about this as well. And you go to the Day Gourmet store, which is now in Paitia Mall. And this is right next to the Pacific Center here in Paitia. You'll find the much sought after, they call them grab and goes. Doesn't get much better. Delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. The Gourmet Store by TML. They're waiting for you. That's it. Monday through to Saturday. Breakfast show time. Keep your nine time. 15. Coming up for 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Grandma, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I took that ride into the city yesterday, did another day trip. Those are kind of hard. You leave here at 8 o'clock, you get back at 6. Well, a good 10 hours, but I tell you, on the way back, I was a little surprised. As I was leaving the city, there were these police officers on motorcycles, and they pull zooming past me while I'm on the Cinco Costera, and then they go over to where the road merges in from the other side, and they stopped all the traffic, and they're waving us on, and they go up, and they do this like 3 times all the way until I get down to Casco Viejo and I make that beautiful loop around Casco. And I was like, wow, either somebody very important is behind me or all of a sudden I've been elevated into a different status. And as I was coming in through Coronado and coming up through the mountains in El Valle, I looked out over that vista and it's so breathtaking. You gotta almost stop because you can't drive and look at it at the same time. It is such a beautiful way to spend an afternoon with the sun just kind of setting slowly in that beautiful dusky color. It was just gorgeous. I love driving through that area. Well, I'm looking out in the backyard, got lots of flowers going on out there. There's this plant that was mysteriously taken from a pile of dirt in front of the baker's house. We have some people who bake bread out here. And she called it like a fire plant or something like that. And it has almost tripled in size since it mysteriously made its way into the car and then into a pot. It's just growing like mad. It loves the soil. It sure does. Well, today is Thursday. I've got lots of things I got to get done before I get ready for tomorrow's Freaky Friday fun facts. Yes, indeed. I'm happy to say I'm here to do that if all goes well. I'm picking out my subject for tomorrow. I'm thinking about all kinds of different things. What a beautiful, what do we call this? Foggy, misty morning. Yeah, the misty morning dew as it spits morning into the sky. It's a beautiful day. You all have a beautiful day, and I will see you or hear you or talk to you tomorrow for Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Always gonna be here anyway.
And that was the Starland Vocal Band and Afternoon Delight. Big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning. Yes, it's nice to have a police escort, isn't it? Either that or they were chasing you. Now, let me see. That was a little bit of Afternoon Delight. Well, it's not the afternoon, it's the morning. But it's always delightful to have here in the studio Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning.
Good morning. Delightful to be here, even though the weather is not quite delightful.
No, it's not. It's because I looked earlier on. It's still the same as it was earlier on. Not quite. Sometimes we get it where the sky is actually the same color as the sea, and you don't see a horizon at all. It just sort of blends in.
It's funny at night when you go out to the balcony, especially on a tall building, and it's really dark and it's cloudy, so you don't see the stars, but also the sea looks dark and whatever. It just looks like this giant black dome. It's unnerving.
It used to be, but now they built an island for us, so it gives us a little bit more of a perspective when we look over the... Yeah, that's right. And good binoculars help.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How you been?
Pretty busy.
Good.
Fortunately. Very busy lately. A lot of companies are looking into protecting themselves against ransomware and phishing attempts and so on. So they're kind of enforcing a lot more of these safety and security precautions, as they should, and also working on backups, because otherwise I see a lot of situations where you could call them Schrodinger's backups. They either work or don't, but you don't know until you need them. Right. So one of the things that I usually recommend people is that not only do they back up regularly, but also be sure to test those backups regularly as well. I remember a case back in the 80s when I started working with computers where there was this company whose payroll was on a Lotus 123.
Worksheet. Good grief.
Oh, yeah. It's like, for you kids out there, it's like the predecessor to Excel. It's like a caveman's Excel. So they would do a copy on a diskette every single week, and they did this for a number of years. And they would print out the entire report and then and store it in a filing cabinet along with the backups for every week. And one time, after 2 or 3 years of doing everything, the hard drive crashed. Because at that time, I don't know if you remember this, but if you moved the computer without parking the drive heads, it would cut a little groove on the drive.
Oh, really?
And it would just ruin the drive altogether. And this was, back then, a $1,000 at the time piece of hardware that wasn't easy to replace. So when they did replace the hard drive and everything, and they went to look for the backups, there they were in the filing cabinet, each and every single floppy diskette with the report stapled to it. They never bothered to just maybe take that floppy and put it on another computer, see if it read properly. If they had, they would have realized that you don't staple.
Well, they might have done that and then stapled it afterwards. You know, oh, that's all right.
Exactly. So this was before 3.5-inch floppies, which had the harder case to protect them from
stapling.
You know, exactly. So be sure to back everything up. And there are many, many ways that you can have backups, either, for example, on the cloud. I know you're a Dropbox user. You also probably have something on Google Drive, maybe on OneDrive.
OneDrive sort of seems to do things automatically for it, so I thought, oh, well, let it carry on because it's free anyway.
Well, it comes with, your...
Well, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do that as well, and one of the great things about OneDrive is that it can also back up the photos on your phone, which is always a nice thing.
Sends me a reminder. What did you do all these years ago? It's quite interesting, actually. I thought,
it is.
I don't remember doing that.
Exactly, and that's why we did all the crazy stuff we did in the 80s, because we didn't have pictures.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that was, absolutely. And talking about backups, because that brings us to a good point, because my main machine here now for quite a while is operating perfectly well, as long as it's up. Carefully how I word this.
Yes.
Getting it up is not so easy.
After a while, it becomes an issue.
But what was happening was that it would start up. You'd get the Intel thing for the startup. Then what normally happens, that comes up. Then you get the little sort of circle going around, little dots going round and round. And that was happening, but then it would take an awful long time to actually come up. Mm-hmm. And then this was going on for a while. I just had to make sure I had plenty of time. But it was sort of gradually getting worse. Then I started getting up a message, which I sent to you, saying that, you know, that there is a hard, you know, we're not getting a hard disk problem, and that you'll probably be able to do this because it goes and it tells you where you can go to see it. I don't know if that's with the BIOS or whatever, but there is apparently a log somewhere which you'll probably be able to see. And then, you know, what I've been doing is I've been keeping it running for the week, and then at the weekend, say I've got plenty of time on a Sunday to get it to run up again. Well, this last Sunday, it took me about half a day, and it would sort of start, it would do, say, automatic repair,
mm-hmm.
and then when you started to get the little circles coming up, it just went blank.
Yep.
So, then eventually it would sort of come up, and I'd leave it half an hour, and nothing would happen, so I'd try again. Eventually, I thought, I'm going to have to find a workaround, so I started to put my laptop, connect that where I would normally collect the other computer, and that was working fine. So, okay, well, that's it. That's going to help me until we get it fixed. And as soon as I did that, it'd been running up for about an hour, the other one, and I turned around, and it started to run up. You know, so I don't know what it is. Seems that everything is there, but it looks like it's not accessing or something is slowing it down. So you said to me, okay, well, we need to get another hard drive, which I got. This is a solid-state one, which is replacing. And you're going to kindly, over the weekend, sort of look at this and see what can be done, and perhaps we can put it onto the other hard drive. But you came up this morning. Make sure you make a backup of that other hard drive. Mm-hmm. And you said it's like a mirror image, I guess. Is
exactly.
It? And you told me a piece of software to get hold of. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole idea of this, of course, is if something gets screwed up, we've still got it and we can reload it.
Exactly.
So what do you think? Because it is running up, and it is working fine, but it's taking all this time to do it. What's your initial idea of what it could be? And it's a solid-state drive.
Again, this is purely speculation, but if you see right now, for example, this is the solid-state drive that we have for the replacement.
Let me hold it up to the microphone.
Okay.
Okay, there we are.
Thank you. So the thing is, it's composed of several components, electronic components, on a what's called a PCB, or just a board.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are mounted on its surface. That's why they're called surface mount components. And it's all soldered, or soldered, as they say on the other side of the phone, with like a robot machine that just puts all the parts in and so on. So after many years of use, you turn the computer on. It elevates its temperature by a few degrees, not much, but, you know, some. And some of the components dilate. Then you turn it off for a couple of days, like over the weekend, and the components will shrink again. Mm-hmm. And this is perfectly normal. This is just physics. Sometimes the components will nudge themselves out of alignment, and that will lead to not being able to read certain parts or write certain parts of the drive. Mm-hmm. When that happens, usually the computer will seem like it's partially frozen. Some programs which are in memory will still continue to function, but the moment they try to do anything with the hard drive, they'll just stall because they're looking for something that's not really there. So when that happens and you turn the computer off, when you turn it back on, it might not be able to read all the parts that it needs to load everything. So when that happens, the computer will either freeze up or throw you an error message like the one you saw, and then probably give up. And you try several times, and what happens is, the operating system, when it's starting up, it's making a note of what's hooked up to the computer, what's going on, what the time is, and so on. And it makes a note of this, but then it stops working. You turn it off. You turn it on again. It finds its own, like, log of what it did, and it says, you know, there's something wrong here. Maybe I should repair the drive. Sort of like if you came into the studio and found, like, your coffee mug spilled or whatever, and you don't remember any of that. Maybe you bumped your head or something like that. That's kind of what goes through the computer's mind at that point. And that's why you get the automatic repair. When it usually finds something to repair, it will, if it actually finishes the process. But if it doesn't, you get another freeze, you turn it off, you turn it on again. All of this happens over a while, and then the computer starts building up some temperature, just operating, and then all of a sudden the parts align properly.
You get them expanding.
Exactly.
Now, that's a good point, because is it good or bad mm-hmm. to keep turning your computer on and off?
One thing I read many, many years ago was the second worst thing you can do to a computer besides throwing it off a cliff is turning it on. In the sense that when you turn a computer on, a lot of things have to happen. Current has to flow mm-hmm, through a bunch of devices. Mm-hmm. And it's like getting a splash of water thrown on you when you're sleeping. It's kind of disruptive. So turning on the computer does put some stress on the components and so on. Keeping it on doesn't stress it as much if you have the proper conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool enough and there's no dust and whatever. People ask me, you know, is this place a good place to put the computer in? Will it overheat or whatever? I say the general rule is that if you would be comfortable sitting where the computer is, the computer will be comfortable sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if there's enough airflow, if there's enough, you know, if there's not much dust or anything like that. If there is, then you should work on, you know, keeping it clean and so on. Heat can be very destructive to a computer, and especially when they build machines like laptops and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it clean is very important because for the sake of reducing the size, a lot of the components have to be very close together.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it a little bit more challenging to dispose of the excess heat. So be sure to, you know, do whatever you can to keep the computer as cool as you would like to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you recommended the Macrium Reflect, I think it is. That?
Yes.
Yeah. To take a mirror image of this particular drive.
Yep. It's also called cloning a drive.
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm.
you're pretty much making...
It grows a mustache?
A little bit. That would be a dark clone. But, yeah, you make a clone of the computer into what's called an image file or to another hard drive of the same size mm-hmm. or slightly bigger. So if it's bigger, it will adjust the size and so on so that it can be, you know, it can use all the extra space that
mm-hmm.
you have.
Mm-hmm.
Macrium Reflect, I recommend it because the free version, which is for home use,
mm-hmm.
is good enough as it is. Now, the paid version of that, and there are other tools that I recommend that are paid tools like Acronis.
I used to use Acronis years ago.
Acronis is a company that makes Acronis True Image. That's
right.
the
mm-hmm.
name of the program. And they have several tiers depending on how many features you want. And these programs will let you, among other things, automate the process of creating an image maybe to another drive
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then be able to, in a pinch, boot from a USB drive. Let's say your original drive just completely stopped working for whatever reason. You could boot from a USB drive that has the software built into
mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
and then take that image and then clone it back to a new drive that's on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do with your machine in particular, if it still boots at the time, will be to pretty much connect the new drive as an external drive, that one, on a
mm-hmm.
little case that we put in as a USB, clone it there, and then switch the drive and then boot from the new one. You can still keep the old one for
mm-hmm.
whatever reason, if you want to have it as a backup or, hey, maybe I forgot a program that I had there or some settings or whatever. As long as you don't use it, it will not deteriorate.
So the thing is then, when you're cloning it,
mm-hmm.
so like you said, so there's a problem perhaps
mm-hmm.
with the hardware
mm-hmm.
of the drive. That doesn't matter because it's not actually having to run. Is that right? I mean,
it's less likely that you will have like a complete showstopper problem if you're not running from it. It's
mm-hmm.
like trying to change the tire on a car with a car running. If, you know, if it's actually running at the time, it's more likely that you'll have a problem. But if you're not using it for anything else or whatever, just cloning the drive and it's working,
mm-hmm.
you probably won't have any issues. That being said, sometimes I get computers that have had issues with the drive. You can tell some of these programs that clone drives to skip any bad sectors.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to look for whatever it skipped later and then replace it,
mm-hmm.
but at least you'll get some of what you're trying to accomplish done.
Okay. Here's another issue because now sort of using Windows, and when you download
mm-hmm.
the Windows operating
mm-hmm.
system,
mm-hmm.
you don't have the disk, you
mm-hmm.
don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens now
mm-hmm.
when you have a failure?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the old days they said, well, insert your drive or whatever,
mm-hmm.
your disk, and then that will bring it up. What do you do now? Because if you've downloaded it from the internet, you don't have it physically.
you can have it physically by using another computer or the one you have right now and going to download the Windows ISO tool. ISO means the International Standards Organization, and it's kind of a name that people throw around to describe images of disks. They could be CDs or hard drives or whatever. And that tool from Microsoft can let you download the image for Windows 10 or 11, or 7 or 8 if you know where to look, and then put that image on a USB drive. And as long as your machine has been built in the last 15 or so years, you can boot from that USB drive. And you can do this on a Mac as well, and then install the operating system back on your computer. When it comes up and it connects to the Internet, if you've previously activated your Windows, it will talk to Microsoft servers. Microsoft will say, yeah, I recognize that machine. You know, so-and-so serial number and whatever. Go ahead. It's activated. If your machine has changed a lot, maybe you changed the hard drive and the motherboard and whatever, kind of like the ship of Theseus, you will probably have a prompt that says, call us to make sure that you're actually you and you paid for Windows and whatever, and we'll activate it remotely. It usually doesn't come to that. It just comes up and say, oh, it's activated. But you also, you always have the ability to activate it at least a couple of times before they ask questions with Microsoft over the phone.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good. That's good news. I shall look forward to seeing what happens at the weekend. Can I never see you again?
I'll keep our fingers crossed.
We're talking with we're talking with Dr. Computer Alex Newman. We're going to take a music break and we'll be right back.
Oh my love, it makes me sad. Why did things turn out so bad? Was it just a dream? Everything we did, everything we had.
Baby, give me one more dance while the music still goes on. Don't think about it.
That is ABBA, Dance, while the music still goes on. It is a Thursday, and we're talking with Dr. Computer. It's always nice when he can join us on a Thursday. And I was just showing, I think it's only fair when things are corrected that you, instead of just complaining, my thanks to the boys and girls at Xiaomi, because if you remember, I had a problem with my speaker. The thing is, it's not an expensive speaker. It's about $40. But it's a very good speaker for $40, and it's waterproof and all these kind of things. And then I had that little issue with it where it would say, turned on, pairing Bluetooth, Bluetooth paired, battery 80%, and then shut down, you know. And anyway, they sent it off, apparently, to the tech, and they came back. And I went in the weekend, and I said, I hadn't heard anything from you, but I've been on vacation. And they looked, says, oh, no, he said, it's come back. He said, we're going to give you another one. So I was very happy about that. And it's quite a bit of paperwork to go through. Thank you to Xiaomi. They did the right thing in the end. But I did notice in front of the till, there is a thing about what they give the guarantees for and how long.
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, my tablet, my phone, they're guaranteed for a year. Mm-hmm. But then Christina was laughing because there's a lot of other stuff which is guaranteed for 30 days, including the backpack. You know, the little backpacks they do, the Xiaomi, which is really brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
That's guaranteed for 30 days. Then when you come to speakers and things like that, it's 15 days.
Yeah, that's not legal.
No. So, naughty boys, please, will you correct that? You're not supposed to do that. I mean, I thought, well, hang on. How much faith do they have in their speakers? And the other thing that you know, just 15 days.
Yeah, in their defense, I've used the Xiaomi backpack for like 3 years now.
Oh, I have one.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I've got one of the little ones.
Practicals, yeah.
I got one of the little ones. And then, funny enough, when we were on vacation, we saw quite a few people wandering around with them. They're very, very good value.
They're actually also a lot of knockoffs because it's a pretty useful design. So many other companies have been, let's call it, inspired.
Right, yes.
To make similar ones.
Now, we were talking last week about ransomware, and I know there's something you wanted to talk about this week about another issue?
Yeah, there's been an increase, an alarming increase in what's called attacker-in-the-middle attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they work is that they start by the usual phishing. They'll send you an email that pretends to be something else, like, you need to sign this document, or here's an invoice, or whatever. You go in, and it asks you for your either Office 365 or Google credentials or whatever. And you would think that since you're protected by what's called multi-factor authentication, where it talks to your phone and asks you to verify something on your phone, like maybe get a code or whatever. But they're pretty slick in the sense that they grab that cookie, which, as we discussed last week, is a file that gets stored on your computer, and they kind of hijack that and then take that to use to talk to Microsoft or Google or whatever and say, hey, now that I'm authenticated, I, Jerry, just think of me as Jerry, want to add another phone to authenticate things with. And since it's using your cookie and pretending to be you, it will establish that there's another phone that can be used for that. Then they authenticate with that maybe sometime in, you know, the late night or whatever when you're not looking, and then silently insert themselves into your email, just reading and looking for any opportunity for someone to say, hey, Jerry, I want to pay you for that voiceover that you did for me last week. It was really good. Where do I deposit the money? And that attacker will reply from you, or if you reply, it will reply right after and say, oh, I'm sorry, my account was frozen because I'm being audited, so please deposit it in this other subsidiary that I have somewhere else in the world or something like that. And if the other person doesn't verify that and goes ahead and deposits the money, you are none the wiser until maybe a long time afterwards. Especially since this person is already in your email, they can delete any replies from the other person before you read them.
But if you're talking about a transfer, okay, say a bank transfer, I mean, on the other hand, is that if I transfer anything from my bank accounts, whether it be Banismo or Banco General or whatever, they send me a message. Now, if I get a message saying that the money has been taken from my account, I'm going to know straight away.
That is correct. But in this case, let's say Alex was going to pay Jerry for a voiceover. I got an email from allegedly Jerry saying, don't deposit the money, you know, on my account, deposit it on another account. So you're none the wiser until maybe a week later you say, hey, Alex, you haven't paid me. Oh, so basically
it's somebody that's paying me as opposed to me.
Exactly.
I'm with you. Yeah.
So it's always important if you ever get any information saying you need to change your bank details to pay me, verify through any other means, like a phone call, for example. Right. It's probably going to be worth it because if it is true, then fine. But if it isn't, you're going to save yourself a lot of aggravation because if you go to the bank is going to say, well, I can't do anything because, you know, this is money that was supposed to come to you and the person didn't send it to you. I have nothing to do with this. And if the other person tries to go to their bank, they're going to say, but you voluntarily sent this money. Now I have to justify this. And you have to go through investigations and so on.
So this is even using sort of authentication, number two, second. So what's the answer to that? Because we all seem to think that's quite safe.
We need to, first of all, be sure that our computers are updated in order to avoid any vulnerabilities in our browsers or in our applications that might allow this to happen. Manufacturers such as Microsoft and Google and so on are always looking for these little vulnerabilities when they come out and whatever and try to patch them as soon as possible. But since they can't be in every single situation all at once, and we wouldn't want them to be in our email anyway, I think the best way would be to be educated about this possibility and to always verify through some other means whenever money is involved.
And by the way, just out of interest, I mean, people think, oh, yes, you know, we're getting so used now to being defrauded on computers. In actual fact, I got some letters came in the other day, and there's an account that I control, which is up in the States. It's with an it's an investment account. And I got a letter from these people, I got a letter from them in the post, basically saying that, you know, we have been appointed by this particular something fund, and, you know, we've been trying to contact you urgently, please call me on this number, and it's signed by the vice president and general manager of the bank. Now, there was just a little black logo of their company on the top. There was nothing else on this piece of paper which stipulated their address, their telephone numbers, nothing. It wasn't a problem at all. And I thought, well, you know, this just isn't, this isn't professional. Firstly, it's not something fund, it's something investments. And why would the general manager and the vice president of the bank call me? It would be one of their brokers. So I went on and I did some homework and I found the actual company does exist and the logo is correct, but all it is, their logo is in blue and whatever. This wasn't even in colored paper or whatever. So I just went for and also the fund that, or the investment fund that we have, that so looking at that, there's a thing at the top, it actually tells you who your broker is. And there's no mention of that. I mean, to me, it was just completely amateurish. I mean, the paper wasn't that good a quality. And I would expect it to be on proper, full, letter-headed paper. No. So, you know, I'm just, what I'm really trying to point out is, you know, don't think it's only, you know, the old type of people are still around, you know, where they write letters or send you a fax, possibly. But be careful.
Well, I would say to that, there are two alternatives for, you know, for that happening. The first one is amateurish. Yes, this was done by probably somebody in a cyber cafe.
But they had to have an idea of the name of the fund. They also had to get hold of my mailing address, which is in Miami, by the way.
I know. They usually grab these off of data leaks and things like that and whatever, and they just mail thousands upon thousands of people. To see what happens. If any of them fall for it, it, you know, it really makes it worth their while. So there are two kinds. The completely amateurish ones that will do a very bad job about it just because. And there's the more insidious type. The ones that will actually do it with typos and misplaced things and it just makes it plain wrong and it would be not fall... regular people wouldn't fall for this. Vulnerable people would. So these are the people they're looking for. If they made it too real, then they'd probably have to spend time talking to you, and then they would probably, in some point, you would realize it's a scam. Mm-hmm. And that would be a complete waste of time for them. But mm-hmm. if they can email 8 million people and have 3 or 4 people not realize that it's a fake, those 3 or 4 people are likely a lot easier to scam.
Mm-hmm.
Even more than once. Because they will send you another email maybe months later saying, we're from the UN and the FBI, which wouldn't even work together, and we're here to let you know that we've secured the funds to compensate you for this scam.
Mm-hmm.
So please send us $500 to pay for the taxes mm-hmm. and whatever, mm-hmm. and we'll send you $8 million or something like that as a compensation.
Mm-hmm.
And some people actually fall for that and have been scammed twice or three times.
Yeah, I remember having an instance some time ago now where a friend sort of got in touch and said, hey, Jerry, you know, do you need any money for, you know, investing in the, mm-hmm. the radio program, or you want this mm-hmm. or and that? And I said, no. I said, well, where's it? No, really, I got this email from a prince.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Where? In Nigeria.
Oh.
Okay. I suggest that you just stop right there and have no further communications or whatever with them.
Now, if you have a lot of time to waste, look for the words scam baiting on YouTube. And you'll find a lot of YouTubers that are dedicated. I mean, they do this 24/7.
They go after the scammers.
Exactly.
They're brilliant.
Yes.
There's one
in the UK that's also really good. He actually takes all the information from their computers and whatever, sends it to the Delhi police. They're usually operating uh-huh. out uh-huh. of Delhi. And he gets all of them, you know, in jail and whatever, and he uncovers scams for thousands and thousands of dollars. And some of these scam baiters also call the victims right before they're going to be uh-huh. scammed.
Uh-huh.
They interrupt the call and then call them and say, you're falling for a scam. And they sometimes find that these people it's like the second or third time that they fall for this.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of vulnerable people out there.
I mean, I like it when, because they can actually, like you said, they get the information on the computer, but they can also use their cameras.
Yeah.
And you can actually see them. And you mm-hmm. can, and when you see this, you can still see, sort of turns his mic off and he's talking to somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, I think something wrong here, you know, is it?
Yeah, and there's a comedian. His last name is Veitch. That's V-E-I-T-C-H. I don't remember his first name. But he actually just starts babbling on with these people and sending them email back and making them run through hoops and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. But it also reflects the fact that a lot of people are being scammed.
Sure.
And it's
absolutely
a huge industry.
Mm.
So we need to be very careful.
Yeah. And, if you just go on YouTube and look for scamming the scammers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to start. But they are really quite interesting.
And you should share some of these videos with your most vulnerable loved ones, the ones that are having trouble with technology, just so they know
I've got your email address. Alex Newman, Dr. Computer, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Great,
as always.
Here.
And I'll see you on Friday with my computer all packed up and ready to go.
Will do.
All right, Alex. Thanks so much. Dr. Computer Alex Newman here with us on Thursdays. Still to come on this morning's program. Let me just get, we've got coming in the last hour today. We're happy to have, we're going to be talking music. And we're going to be talking with the band, The Outsiders. And I think it's, we've got Alejandro Marin coming in. I think he was bringing his lead guitarist, that's Patrick Enahay. So they're going to be joining us. They've got a new single out called Sunday Pills. And we'll talk about the history of the band and the single and everything else. So that'll be good fun. Right, the time on The Breakfast Show, we're just coming up to the top of the hour. So we are going to... We're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions. Apply.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperier.
Pronto llegará Villa Zahita, beneficiando a 300.000 residentes del área norte del... Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
I tell you what, I've discussed a couple of things I just want to remind you about. Of course, we're coming up for the weekend, and what a better place to go than Frank's Place. It's like being in a Hollywood movie, really, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect you from the city. The weekend is nice because you can have a special time at Frank's Place, because on Saturday they've got live music. Yes, you can book now, by the way, on 394-6998, or... You can give them a call or WhatsApp on 632-01013. They're located in downtown Costa del Este at Frank's Place. And who do they have to entertain you this coming Saturday? Starting at 8 o'clock. All right, it's... they're going to be having the splendid music of Kevin Versi. And that's going to be, I say, on Saturday night. So Kevin's going to be there entertaining you from 8 o'clock. So make sure you make a booking. That's Frank's Place in Costa del Este. Now, the other thing, of course, is you might be wondering what you're going to have for dinner. Well, you can, if you just, oh, damn, I forgot to bring my lunch. Well, don't worry. Go to De Gourmet Store. This is in Paitia Mall, right next to the strip mall, right next to the Pacific Center. And that's where you'll find the much sought after grabs and go. All right. Delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. It's as simple as that. De Gourmet Store, Paitia Mall. They're waiting for you Monday through Saturday. And time on the breakfast show. We'll do this. And then I'm going to play music like this. This is Extreme. More Than Words. There we go. We started off those two with Extreme and More Than Words, following on Mariah Carey and Hero. Released on October the 18th, by the way, 1993, Columbia Records. It was the second single off of her third studio album. It's called Music Box. The song, by the way, was originally recorded by Gloria Estefan. The song was written and produced by Mariah Carey together with Walter Afanasieff. Time for a bit of boogie, I think. We are at 24 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. Heatwave.
Jerry D.
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care. We'll stay. I'm good.
right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play, make a mess right here. Do whatever, I like it weird, okay. Let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear, just say.
Just about got everybody on there. Calvin Harris and featuring Justin Timberlake, Halsey, and of course Pharrell Williams is on there as well. And it's just I love it. It's a mess out there. I like that. And that's well, that is called Stay With Me. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, and well, we're just going to be chatting in a few minutes' time with our guests, the Outsiders, here on the Breakfast Show. there we go. That is from my guest. That's Letters to Solene. Very nice. Outsiders is the name of the band, and I got with me Alejandro Marin, and also here with us we've got the lead guitarist Patrick Enahe. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are we this morning?
All good. All great.
All good.
Stressed.
Yeah.
Relaxed.
Yeah. Relaxed. Oh, you're relaxed. And yeah. you had to find a parking space. Well, yeah. Congratulations. I'll take whatever he's on. welcome to the Breakfast Show. The Outsiders, your band. 2018, you formed the band. Was the band about that time?
Yeah, it was like I just got back from living in Germany. I was living in Hamburg. Mm-hmm. And one day, when I came back, I posted a video in Facebook with my cousin. We were just playing songs, and some comments came out like, you guys should like come back with the band. Because we had the band before, but it wasn't like a hobby thing. It was just something for fun. But like, I spoke to my cousin, which is Miguel, the bassist. And we're like, all right, let's bring it back. And pretty much, that's how we took this path of music more serious.
And so sort of punk rock is your sort of style. What brought, because this which we've got sort of in the background here is not exactly punk rock. It's really nice. Yeah. And I'm not saying punk rock isn't really nice, don't get me wrong. but what made you decide that particular direction, that particular genre?
Pretty much most of the bands that me and my cousin listen at that time were bands like Green Day.
Oh, okay.
The Ramones. We had other bands with different genres that we also listened to, but we really liked the punk rock, pop punks.
There's nothing wrong with being versatile either. I mean, you know, funnily enough, too, but there's a band called Disturbed. I don't know if you know them.
Yeah.
And they came out with a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence. Have you not heard that? I tell you, it's incredible. I mean, I'm a big fan of the original because the original was my time. But their version of that, and I thought, this is brilliant. This is, you know, it's got a lot of airplay here. So I downloaded the album. Well, the Sound of Silence is the only track I like because they're really heavy metal.
Yeah.
They're really quite heavy. But, and how they came out with this song. But if we got time, we might not have time. But let's see how we go. So we formed in 2018. So you've gone sort of in the punk rock direction. How did you guys get together? How did you get together in the first place?
At first, it was just me and Miguel. We had other two members who later on they left because of either studies or personal reasons. I met Dario, the drummer. It was during a gig, one of the gigs we had for a birthday party.
Okay.
And he was just there, and out of nowhere, we did a jamming session. He just started playing, and I remember after the jamming session, we went outside. We were just talking. I see him with, a bottle of, I think it was rum with vodka.
That's what I like. That's my kind of guy, yeah.
And he was holding it. I look at him. He just drank from it straight from the bottle. I'm just like, oh, you're pretty cool. He's like, yeah. And then, later on, I asked him if he wanted to be, the drummer of the band.
Yeah.
And, well, Patrick is, the newest member.
Uh-huh.
He's from 2021, right? Started 2021 with us. And one day, we were looking for guitarists because our old guitarist was living to Spain. And we were very stressed because during that time, we were still recording the new songs.
Okay.
And we needed, someone to fill that spot. And we asked a friend, and she's like, oh, I know someone. And funny thing is that I met Patrick before we made the audition for him. And I always found that he was, like a really cool guy. At first,
excuse me, so Patrick, do you drink rum?
Huh? No, I actually don't drink rum. I just drink beer.
Okay.
I'm a beer guy.
All right. He has to pop on and off the stage quite a lot, I would think. You know?
Yeah.
That's what happens to me when I drink beer. So how are you enjoying it, Patrick?
I'm actually liking it a lot. For me, it has been a whole... It has been a really interesting process for me because even though I've played for not a lot of time, but just some years, for me, it is the moment where I tell myself, if this playing guitar, what I'm doing is just out of pure hobby and just because I enjoy it and doing it in my room, or if I generally just want to make art of it and make, you know, just a difference, you know.
Right.
For me, music is a lot of things. Music means a lot to me, and therefore this band means a lot to me because it has made me work in every way, every personal way, you know, and guitar skills, everything. I've really put a lot of hard work into it.
Wonderful.
So it's really beautiful, actually.
Good, good. I mean, that's what I like to hear. I mean, I keep getting annoyed because I don't play anything. I don't play anything. I can't sing, and I just play everybody else's music. Somebody has to do it, you know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it must be a great experience when you've got a band, especially when you're tight and you're doing. So, look, tell me, how you saw guys that progressed as you go on? You're developing, you've gone into this particular style. You just got a new single out, Sunday Pill. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, that song, pretty much around 2020 during the pandemic.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about how you guys coped in the pandemic.
It was hard.
Yeah, hard. Yeah, because whether you got inspiration, whether you did a little songwriting. Did you sort of jam on Zoom? And
during that time, during the pandemic, I would just send the guys a lot of songs, and we just keep working on them, like demos.
Mm-hmm.
And just songs after songs after songs after songs. But even before the pandemic, we had like the demo for Sunday Pill. And we actually won a competition in 2019 when they gave us like 3 songs to record. And we're in the middle of the process of recording and production, like pandemic hits, COVID, everything hits. And we had like a 2-year-long process to record 3 songs because it was really hard because when you're in the studio, you have to stay a lot of time there, work, and, you know, time was short for us in those moments. But, well, Sunday Pills is basically like a representation of the frustration or anger. Someone just has enough of the conformity around our society. Everything's the same. You want to do something different, but it's really hard because, like, everybody is just looking at you. It's always going to judge you. But you just want to do it because you feel like it. And pretty much Sunday Pills is just like trying to do something different, trying to be you,
be
yourself, and like pretty much just do what you like in your life. And yeah, like this social circle that we live in is very normal, normal, and I feel like things should be a little bit different. We feel like,
well, be careful, the Russians are trying to grant you your wish.
Oh.
I mean, you've got to define what you want.
Yeah.
Be very careful what you wish for is the expression. But all right, let's take a listen to, this is the new single. It's called Sunday. Sunday Pills from The Outsiders.
Got a lot to think about. Every day running.
There we go. That's it. That is Outsiders and Sunday Pills. And when I listen, we're starting another one. Let's pause that for a minute. And so that's because when I was just saying to the guys here when I sort of first put that on the other day when you sent me the link, the whole sort of feel was a bit Oasis, which you know, I think that's probably a compliment.
Yeah. also first.
You know, but it is got that sort of. I mean, I'm one of these people. I sort of listen to a piece of music. And say, oh yeah, that sounds like so and so or this one. And I'm a great sort of lover of covers and things like that. But that's really got that sound. I mean, I guess there's an album coming.
Yeah, it's on its way. But
yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's just basically the beginning of the things that we're gonna bring out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of big things are coming, and people are waiting more from us, and mm-hmm. we're just excited to give more and more. We can say an album is coming, but there are bigger things are coming also as well. So
and you know, where are you playing mainly these days?
We just had our first gig after 2 years.
Really? Wow! Yeah.
It was at Rock and Folk in San
mm-hmm.
Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was sold out.
Brilliant.
Which was really cool because we never had a sold out show. It was our first sold out show. And
people haven't been out for 2 years, including you. You see this?
Yeah. You can actually see people wanted to see us play.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was really funny because one day we were just trying to sell the tickets, and we were going really slow. Like not a lot of people were paying them, and we just used social media, and we just said like, "Hey, we have this gig, buy them before they sell out."
Mm-hmm.
And like, out of nowhere, people were just buying tickets, and it was out of control. And we got to a point that we passed the limit of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there were other people that were just asking for tickets, and we had to say, no, I'm sorry, we can't for the next one. It was really hard, but
yeah.
It was also a good feeling.
It's a nice position to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily I don't have to sell tickets. You know, I don't see anybody, so it's not too bad, but I think it can't be any worse than going to do a gig. There's nobody there, you know. But, oh, brilliant. I mean, I like the music, I really do. And, your plans are, so I guess you're working on songs, on an album, and you need another 2 years isolation to.
We have this joke that this time we won't take 2 years to release mm-hmm. another song.
Mm-hmm.
So we are.
You're working.
We're working. We're gonna do a bit more.
Super cool. Constant. And do you write music at all?
Yeah, but
cool.
I love it. I love doing it.
Oh, wonderful! That's excellent. So, I mean, do you all as a band get together and sort of write a song, or is this just like a couple of you that really sort of into the writing? Or?
Well, the main ways that we not really write songs, but we kind of like explore, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is mainly when we rehearse.
Right.
And there's times in the rehearsal where, let's say, Alejandro says, okay, let's take a break because I need a break for
mm-hmm.
my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was last time. He said, let's take a break. And then, of course, in the break, I just start fooling around with the guitar. And then everyone just jumps in.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my favorite part, honestly, from having a band. And also the beauty of music because, you know, you don't really talk. You don't, you start here, you can do this. Everyone just kind of jumps in, and we just kind of figure out and just have fun with it, you know?
Right, no, absolutely.
Just go with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I mean, there's some interest. There was one of my favorite tracks of all time, because I've been playing music for a long time, is 10cc's I'm Not In Love. You heard that one? You heard that one? Yeah. You want to read it, and so, you know, how long it took them to do that, and how they came up with the thought process that went through it, and it's really, really quite something, because that all that background noise that you get, and then they were thinking, we need something else, and their receptionist or secretary stuck her head around the door and says, that's it, come here, what you, I want you to do something. What? Big boys don't cry.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I got on the record. And it was their secretary. I mean, this was the process, and the, you know, how long it put to do that. And that was one of the biggest selling records of all time. And it was so advanced for its time. And I think that's the beautiful thing about experimenting. I mean, you've proved, because that first one, Letters to Soline, and then you've got this style of music as well. Both are, in my opinion, both are extremely good. And look for things when you do an album. One thing when I look, when I'm looking through music, looking for albums or looking at new music to come out, and I look, somebody's got a new music album out. Doesn't matter who it is or how good they are. I start at track number one, number two, and you've got to grab my attention within those first three tracks when I start playing. If I start playing it, I go on to the next one. And what I don't want to hear is the same music on every track, you know, because it's just slightly different but repetitive. Or and you've got this ability to change your style. So, you know, put in some soft ones, put in a nice ballad, and do this, of course, because it's good. It's what you feel comfortable with. And I said, well, if we're not going to have time now, but if you've got time, when I'm sort of wrapped up in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to play you Disturbed and Sound of Silence.
All right.
Just to see, because here is a heavy metal band, and they had a huge hit with this cover. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, you've got a great history. What were you doing, by the way, in Germany? So you sort of looking for the Beatles, or?
Oh, funny thing, I was in Hamburg, where they had like their first
right. That's where they that's where they really got going. Yeah,
I was just studying. Was studying for a while, and pretty much most of the songs from Anastasia, and from my experience there, and I just went to like translate it. When that's what you mentioned, like, are the band usually. Right now, we're trying to do different things, different genres. We consider ourselves mainly a pop punk band because that's the influence we have. But we like to play with other genres, like indie, alternative.
Sure.
We will try anything.
Literally everything.
That's great. I think that's excellent. I think that's the thing to do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play anything. I mean, I think the thing is, anyway, is that, you know. And I would say to don't close your ears to any music. I mean, it's like, you know, people go out and they drink wine. They pay thousands of dollars for a bottle of wine or hundreds of dollars for a bottle of wine. And, you know, I go out and I'll buy a $5 bottle of wine and it tastes good.
Yeah.
And that's all that's worrying. I don't, you know, if it tastes good and I drink and I enjoy it, that's the main point. I think the same is with music. Every single genre from classical. I mean, I just came back from Vienna.
Oh, wow.
And we went to a special concert just put on for a few of us, a 9-piece orchestra. And to sit in Vienna and listen to Johann Strauss's music played in Vienna, in the hall, in a little room where they would have played in those days, was mind-blowing. And there wasn't one microphone or speaker in sight. All done with the voice.
Oh, wow.
And the instruments. Incredible. So, there we go. Look, see... You could do a Viennese waltz. look, that's it. We've run out of time, guys. Which I'm sorry about that, because we could talk, you know, keep talking for quite some time. You know, do keep coming back and seeing us, okay? As you move forward, when you get to your next single out, don't forget, let's say Outsiders and their new single, Sunday Pills, which we played earlier on. Go and check out their music. In my opinion, it's good. Don't miss out. Time for me to say goodbye. So let me say goodbye to Patrick and to Alejandro. Thanks for coming in, guys. And
thank you.
And also to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, this morning for being with us, talking tech. And my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, that's Yasmin. She does all our social media and all the work. I just sit here and play music and chat and then go back to bed. So big thanks to her, as always, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her everyday story of country folk, boys and girls of Grupo Grado, keep us up and running. Not forgetting, of course, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK, who gets us a lot of background information. Boys and girls, say Grupo Grado, and, of course, always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Call FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. Because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.